We are up to Simen Kuf Tes Zayin in the Halachas of Tefillah. We will be doing Kuf Tes Zayin as well as Kuf Yud Zayin. Says the Machaber, Sefalef Rafeinu Hashem V'nei Rafei. Rafeinu Hashem V'nei Rafei is actually taken from the Pasuk of Rafaini Hashem V'ei Rafei Lashon Yachid. The Machaber is bothered by the problem that you're not supposed to go and change psukim from Lashon Yachid to Lashon Rabin, or make any other grammatical change of tense. And here we're doing it. Says the Machaber, Da kosov liyochid, ein mecha'av agav, da kosov liyochid, ein mechanan osol rabin, hani b'li bizman shemechavan likros. That's only when you're reading something as a pasuk. Aval kishomor also der tefillah u'bakasha mutter. As a tefillah and a bakasha, the halach is that it is actually mutter to change from Lashon Yochid to Lashon Rabin. The Ramah adds, Mikol Malkom Imomer Mizmer Sholem Oser Lashanas Min Lashon Yochid L'Rabin Olehefech. When you're saying an entire perek, it is usher to go and change anything in it, even if it's derek tefillah and bakasha. Mr. Burrow also points out that you're supposed to, since this is taken from the pasuk, you should leave the words of the pasuk as they are and don't change it to Rafeinu Hashem Elokeinu, for example, because that is the Lashon HaPasuk. He also says that you should be careful the pasuk ends Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael and not Rofei Choli. Then he goes on to the bracha of Re'ei Vanyenu, where he says it should be Re'ei Vanyenu and not Re'ei Nova Anyenu. In the bracha of Rafa'inu, you can daven for a chola. If the chola is in the room, you don't even have to mention his name. Otherwise, you should mention his name. Which brings us then to the bracha of Borech Aleinu. The bracha Kuf Yud Zayin. Birkas HaShasif Aleph. Birkas Hashanim Tzorech Lomar Bab Bimos HaKshamim V'Sein Talomotar. In the bracha of Borech Aleinu, one is supposed to, in the winter, say V'Sein Talomotar. Umaschilin lishol motor b'chutz laretz b'tfilas arvis shel yom samach achar tkufas tishrei. When does one start in chutz laretz? The 60th day after tkufas tishrei. The tkufa of tishrei, 60 days later, you have to count 60 days, and the Rama says, v'yom ha-tkufa u'bechlau ha-shishim. The yom ha-tkufa itself. In other words, the day of the tkufa is day one, and on day 60 one starts. At what point? The Mariv before that. That means the Mariv of the night where the next day is day number 60 of the Tkufa of Tishrei. That's when one starts in Chutz Laretz. Of Eretz Yisrael, Maschilin Lishol Mileil Zayin B'mar Cheshvan. In Eretz Yisrael, you start from the seventh day of Cheshvan. And both in Eretz Yisrael, as well as Chutz Laretz, Sholim Atfilis HaMincha Shal Erev Yontav HaRishon Shal Pesach, Mishon Ve'elach, Poskim Lishol, Minchan Erev Pesach is the last one that one says the same Talmotar, whether in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laretz. However, with regard to beginning, in Chutz Laretz is from day 60, counting day 1 as the first day of Tkufas Tishrei. In Eretz Yisrael, it's on Zayin Mar Cheshvan. Now, first of all, in the Girsa of the Bracha, there are two Girsals, where the proper Girsa of the Mishnah Berurah brings down La'alach is Saveinu Mituvecha, but the Arizal says to say Saveinu Mituva. Now we get back to this halach. You're supposed to start at Mariv. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Prichoda Sheshita, that the 60 days from the beginning of the Tkufa are Me'es La'es. When the Tkufa falls, you count 60 periods of 24 hours. He therefore claims that since the Tkufa is never in the early evening, that your first Mariv on the night before the 60th day from the Tkufa, that first Mariv will never be within Me'es La'es, and it will always be within the Me'es La'es of the 60 days, and therefore you would never have to repeat it. In fact, sometimes it may even be that Shacharis in the morning when you daven is before the Me'es La'es. Many Achronim argue with this. The Mishnah Berurah's Maskani is that you should daven over again with a Tanai, that if there was no need to daven over again, it should be a Nedava. Now, it is proper for the Chazan or the Gabai to announce the same Talmud Mutar just before the first Marav that you're going to say it. But unlike in the case of Mashiv HaRuach, there is no need for Hachroza here, The halachi here is that whether or not he announced it, we begin saying it then. Now we go back to that difference between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara tells us that in Bavel, because it is flat land, they don't need rain till the 60th day of the Tkufa. Eretz Yisrael, because it is hilly, it's mountainous, rain is necessary already from right after Sukkot, and we wait for Zion Cheshvan for the last Jew to have made it back home from being Ola L'Regel. What about the rest of the world? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the rest of the world is Nigrar after Bavel. Bavel is the capital of the Gaulis. The rest of the world will have a halacha. The rest of the world will have a halacha of Bavel. This is all with regard to lechatchila. We will later see what the halacha is b'di'eved. If you said the same talamater in a country where the rainy season is even in the summer or is only in the summer. Now the halacha of someone who is a ben chutz la'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, ben Eretz Yisrael in chutz la'aretz. Mishnah Berurah first brings the Prichadash, who says that what depends on is if you plan on spending the year there. If you're in Eretz Yisrael with the plan of not going back till the end of the year, the halacha is that you say the same talamater from Zayin Cheshvan. Whereas if you plan going back in the middle of that year, the halacha is that you start, according to the Prichadash, you start the same talamater on day 60 from the Tkufa. Similarly, a Ben Eretz Yisrael who is temporarily residing in Chutz La'aretz, if he plans on staying for the entire year, he begins the same talamater from the 60th day of the Tkufa. Whereas if he plans on going back in the middle, he would start on Zayin Cheshvan. He then brings a Birkei Yosef, who says that you go by where you are. It does not matter whether or not you're going to go back. The Mishnah Berurah is unsure whether or not it depends on whether your plan was to stay there or to go back in the middle. In other words, it could be that the Birkei Yosef only meant it for someone who really plans on staying. He is not Machri and tells us that one has to be Ma'ayin in the sources. We'll later see that in a case where there's a real suffix if one should be saying it or not, that there is always the option of saying it in Shomea Tefillah. Yes, and then once again, everybody in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz both will stop at the Mincha of Erev Pesach, so there we would not have this difference of a Ben Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz or Ben Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael.